Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Thank you for listening to or watching the Block Web Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday the 9th of April at just about 5:30 p.m. AEST. On this week's show, Bitcoin is back over 70K, Ripple CEO's bonkers crypto market cap prediction, Upland's airdrop platform goes live, details on a new podcast series I have in production, including a 250,000 UPX giveaway. Your metaverse identity is soon to be a cornerstone of daily life. Exploring the most promising metaverse projects of 2024. Spotify launches AI playlists. OpenAI used YouTube videos to train models. There's more to NFTs than a marketing tool for corporations. Metaverse accelerator Soonverse embraces Web3 gaming. Plus, as always, we grant ourselves with some real-world insights and a few doses of reality from the Meetsuiverse. Got a fairly hefty dose of reality from the Meetsuiverse myself this week, with my ladder crashing and snapping and bending in half as I was just about to step on the roof. Just walked away with a bruised bum. Very lucky indeed. Anyhow, too much information, I suppose. Crypto market stats. This week in the crypto market, the global market cap has increased by 5.3%, reaching $2.66 trillion. Bitcoin's dominance shows a minor uptick of 0.4% now at 52.3%. The fear and greed index remains unchanged, indicating a steady sentiment of greed at 79. Bitcoin witnessed a 5.6% increase, reaching $70,788. Ethereum followed suit with a 7.2% rise, hitting $3,643. Smaller gains are visible across the board in the coins I cover, with WAX rising 4%, Engine by 3.3%, Ripple up by 2.7%. Solana, however, experienced a drop of 4.9%. landing just over $176. Other notable movements, include EOS jumping 9.7%, Flow with 7.7%, and Shiba Inu going up by 6.4%. The metaverse-orientated token Gala also saw a significant rise of 7.8%. On the flip side, the relatively modest gains of other tokens like the Sandbox, which rose by 1.1%, and Decentraland with a 2.2% increase, show a more cautious growth pattern. What's not cautious, though, is how's this for a prediction? In blockchain crypto news, Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse has recently made a bold prediction on CNBC, foreseeing the cryptocurrency market's total capitalization potentially hitting $5 trillion by the end of 2024, which, if you're just listening back, that's a bit under double of what it is now. This optimism is based on several macroeconomic factors, notably the recent approval of the first US spot Bitcoin ETFs and the anticipated Bitcoin halving event, which is coming up. Garlinghouse highlights the significant role of institutional investments following the introduction of spot Bitcoin ETFs, allowing for both institutional and retail investors to engage with Bitcoin without direct ownership. What could possibly go wrong there, right? Anyhow, furthermore, the Bitcoin halving event, known to reduce the supply of new Bitcoins while demand increases, is expected to drive the market's expansion. Garlinghouse also pointed to a potential positive shift in the US regulatory environment, which could further catalyze market growth. Despite Ripple's heavy fines from the SEC, the CEO's outlook remains bullish, resonating with other industry insiders like Marshall Beard of Gemini Exchange, who predicts a surge in Bitcoin prices to $150,000. That would be quite tasty indeed. All right, moving on to Upland news. Upland has officially launched its airdrop platform, an innovative way for players to earn Sparklet through social media engagement, particularly on Twitter or X. By linking their X accounts and participating in activities like liking, replying, sharing Upland's tweets, players can accumulate points and level up in a 10-level campaign over the next 3 weeks. The number of points earned can be increased by factors such as the age of the Twitter account and the number of followers. At the end of each chapter, players can connect their Upland account to claim their Sparklet. This initiative aims to enrich the Upland experience ahead of the Sparklet token event. On a personal note, with my Upland Twitter account being 3 years old, that's my Upland one, I have ones that are much older, and I've got just a touch over 3,000 followers on that account. I've entered the campaign with a 7x multiplier, although I've seen some people up 17x, something like that, or even higher. So good on them. They'll be raking it in. So yes, I did manage to achieve the first level upgrade myself, and pretty close to the next one as well. Just keep in mind that there is a considerable delay between completing missions and them being acknowledged in the level data within the UI for this airdrop system. That's all on Twitter's end, as far as I'm aware, X's end. All right, in other Upland news, we dive into the introduction of the Upland Chronicles podcast, which is a series I'm currently working on, which I'm hoping to make into a captivating exploration of Upland's rich history since its inception in 2018. This podcast is hopefully going to offer comprehensive insights into the development milestones and community evolutions that have shaped Upland into the thriving digital ecosystem it is today. Through a blend of interviews, press releases, and a strong emphasis on community-driven content, the Upland Chronicles is going to seek to provide an in-depth look at Upland's journey. Viewers are encouraged to contribute your insights, stories, and questions through a JotForm questionnaire, which is linked in that video's description, focusing on the foundational period of 2018-2019. Doesn't matter if you weren't around then. I wasn't around that early then either. So it's just about giving you an opportunity to get involved. And as a bit of an extra carrot to do so, I'm offering up a giveaway of 250,000 UPX for participants who engage with the research initiative, highlighting the podcast's commitment to fostering community interaction and collaboration, as I said. Join me as we embark on this exciting exploration of Upland and contribute to shaping the narrative of this dynamic metaverse. All right, in other metaverse news, now speaking of the old Upland, that's the next one. First up in Metaverse news, a recent World Economic Forum report unveils a comprehensive view of how Metaverse identity will become central to daily life, significantly impacting personal and social identity, data interaction, and identification in digital realities. It emphasizes the importance of representation from avatars to digital entities and the critical role of data in shaping interactions and inferences about users. The report also outlines the potential of digital IDs to authenticate and verify identities across physical and digital spaces, highlighting the importance of ethical considerations and, of course, the potential risks of surveillance without consent. This evolution of identity in the metaverse presents new opportunities for interaction and expression, albeit with significant privacy and security implications, which we keep talking about over and over again with anything related to this sort of stuff. This is what I was going to talk about. In other metaverse news, a recent article by TechBullion focuses on the most promising metaverse projects of 2024. The spotlight falls on five innovative ventures poised to redefine virtual interaction and investment landscapes. Etherverse stands out with its Ethereum blockchain foundation, promising a community-driven virtual reality experience that blurs the line between digital and physical worlds. Decentraland offers a platform for users to create, explore, and trade in a vast digital universe. Axie Infinity, with its extensive ecosystem, invites players to engage in a blockchain-based world where gaming meets economic opportunity. The Sandbox empowers creators to monetize voxel assets in a dynamic user-generated context environment. And lastly, Internet Computer proposes a groundbreaking approach to reimagining internet infrastructure for the metaverse. Now, according to this article, these five projects are not just transforming digital experiences, they're offering avenues for significant investment and growth potential in the burgeoning metaverse domain. Upland ticks all those boxes. I keep saying over and over again, why isn't Upland in any of these lists? Upland literally covers every single one of those metaverse projects do individually. So hopefully with this Sparklet airdrop campaign, as I keep saying, hopefully this gets out into the zeitgeist a bit more and we get a bit more established in the mainstream media, because, you know, Upland needs to be a part of those conversations. It's very important. All right, moving on to AI news. Now, if you want to have a bit of a laugh these next couple of slides, check out how poor old DALL-E went with generating images for this. It can usually do the images pretty well, but my gosh, it cannot do text. It's an absolute nightmare if you want it to do any specific text. Anyhow, so in AI news, Spotify is revolutionizing music streaming with the introduction of AI playlists, enabling premium users to craft custom playlists through text prompts. This innovative feature, currently in beta and available in select markets, including the UK and Australia, whoop, whoop, invites users to employ creative inputs like songs to serenade my cat, or use emojis and character names for a personalized musical selection. Leveraging a generative AI model, Spotify's AI discerns users' preferences to suggest music that aligns with their mood or interest. Alongside that, Spotify has introduced an AI-powered DJ, enhancing user experiences with custom curated music and commentary. However, these advancement features remain exclusive to Spotify Premium subscribers, with hints at an upcoming subscription price hike and additional restrictions on free accounts, nudging users towards a premium experience. So it seems like we might have a bit of a battle here with the Hey Google Play Me X song, where this is like a full-on AI-featured customizable situation, which sounds, at least on the surface, very interesting indeed. Speaking of Hey Google, how about this one? In other AI news, OpenAI has been reported to have transcribed over 1 million hours of YouTube videos without Google's permission to train its GPT-4 model, a move that contradicts YouTube's policies against using its content for independent applications. This training method, utilizing the Whisper speech recognition tool for converting video audio into text, was chosen as OpenAI sought to expand its data beyond publicly available sources. While OpenAI's spokesperson emphasized the organization's use of diverse data sources, including public and partnership-derived data, Google highlighted its policies prohibiting such unauthorized data scraping. This revelation comes amidst broader discussions on ethical AI training practices and copyright considerations, highlighting the tension between AI development and content ownership rights. I expect there's going to be plenty of tension between OpenAI and Google as well as they try and sort out that mess of who's allowed to do what and why. Yes, going to be pretty messy, I would imagine. Anyhow, moving on to NFT news. The exploration of NFTs beyond mere marketing tools unfolds as a crucial narrative in the digital asset realm. Far from being limited to corporate promotional gimmicks, NFTs harbor a vast potential that intertwines with diverse industries, including fashion, gaming, and beyond. This shift suggests a move from NFTs as mere digital collectibles to integral components of brand strategy, aiming to foster community engagement and shared vision. As the digital landscape evolves, the use of NFTs in Web3 gaming exemplifies their broader utility, enhancing user experiences rather than overshadowing them. This perspective encourages a re-evaluation of NFTs' role, urging a focus on their capacity to contribute to the meaningful digital interactions and community building, thereby expanding their utility and impact in the digital economy. Again, that all goes back to Upland. Upland covers all those bases yet again. All right, and moving on to Web3 gaming news. In a very notable development for the Web3 gaming sector, Soonverse, a comprehensive games and metaverse accelerator, has formed a strategic partnership with Moon, an AI-powered MMORPG. This collaboration, set against the backdrop of a lunar environment on the Binance blockchain, aims to revolutionize blockchain gaming by combining the unique strengths of both platforms to enhance player immersion. Moon offers players the chance to engage in exploration, colonization, and the development of civilizations on the moon, presenting a mix of strategic gameplay and entrepreneurial challenges. The alliance is set to create a more dynamic and immersive gaming ecosystem, incorporating professional features to improve the gaming experience. This partnership, I already did that. Where am I up to? I got distracted by the cockatoos going off. I forgot to close my window, so it's just coming on dusk here, so the cockies are going crazy. Anyhow, so this collaboration marks a significant step forward in the evolution of gaming, blending gameplay, exploration, and adventure within a digital framework, and underscores a shared commitment to innovating and reshaping the Web3 gaming landscape. Pretty timely too, considering the lunar eclipse and whatnot. All right, we'll fast forward on, get some Meetsuiverse news done lickety-split. In the Australian Meetsuiverse news, a report reveals Australians need to earn significantly more to afford their rent, with some areas requiring over 60% of the household income, highlighting the growing gap between wages and rental costs. It's the suburb I'm in, or the area I'm in, is absolutely bonkers. If we hadn't have got our mortgage when we did, we would have been priced out long ago for renting. Anyhow, this disparity impacts not just renters, but the broader economy. The Unaffordable Australia report calls for urgent action to address the affordability gap to sustain communities and the overall health of the economy. Yes, it's not pretty. Speaking of not pretty, in the New Zealand Meat Service news, after a rugby match in Hastings turned violent, a van belonging to Hawke's Bay rugby team was shot at, with police suggesting gang involvement, but no injuries reported. Dali certainly thought there were some injuries when it generated that image for this segment. Anyhow, no injuries occurred. The incident was following a disturbance at the game leading to the police intervention. Nobody was injured, but the club is apparently considering measures to ensure future safety in other games they have going on. Crikey, New Zealand, what's going on over there? I know you take your rugby seriously, but wow, that's a bit too seriously. And lastly, but not leastly, in Japanese Meat Service news, about half of the workers in the Japanese anime industry report over 225 hours of work per month, significantly higher than the national average for full-time workers. The Nippon Anime and Film Culture Association survey, which received 323 responses, highlights long hours, limited days off, and instances of workplace harassment. Sounds like most Japanese companies. Anyway, despite these challenges, a majority express a desire to continue working in the field, even as many earn less than 200,000 yen per month. Well, that's not a lot at all, really. The survey underscores the need for improved working conditions in the anime industry. I think it extends far beyond just the anime industry. Anyhow, that's the beat for this Blogweb week, and a glimpse into some of what's currently making the news inside, around, and outside of the metaverse and in the meetsiverse this week. If you'd like to get involved in any of the Upland Down Under Metatainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me, Ben68, a DM, or get yourself into the NBA server, which is linked in the description. Don't forget to get an entry in for the 250,000 UPX giveaway associated with the new Upland Chronicles series I'm working on. A link to that of video, of course, is in the description. And on that note, thank you very much. All the best for the week, and catch you.